Welcome to the Revision Path Podcast, brought to you by Revision Path, a showcase of the world's black graphic designers, web designers, and web developers. I'm Aris Cherry, and I just wanted to remind you that we are on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio. Just do a search for Revision Path, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. The more subscriptions, ratings, and reviews we have, the more people we can reach. This week, I spoke with Brandy Spain, a creative professional here in Atlanta, Georgia. Here we go. Okay, so tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Brandy Spain. I consider myself to be a creative professional. I'm into anything creative, really, graphic design, music, fine arts, and writing.
The graphic design, are you doing that freelance? Do you work for an agency?
Yeah, I do a freelance part-time. I've worked with agencies like Creative Circle and also some local entrepreneurs.
And by local, you mean in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, okay. In Atlanta. All right. Mm-hmm. I think we were talking about before that you had also done some work with someone else that we've interviewed.
Yes. Landon Williams.
Okay.
With Easy Boy Web.
What kind of work did you do with him?
Mainly like, you know, flyers or, you know, some logo work. That's pretty much it.
Let's go back. Let's go way back. Let's talk about when you were a kid. Was creativity a big part of your childhood?
Huge part. My mother, she made sure that my brother and I were always, you know, into coloring books, arts and crafts, you know. She just really encouraged our artistic side, you know. I remember like around the age of 7 or 8, me and my brother, we used to actually come up with comic books. And, we used to draw comic books, and we used to watch, what's that guy's name? Bob Ross?
Oh, the painter, yeah.
We used to watch him a lot. So, you know, that was a very memorable thing in my life.
And so I guess that also kind of inspired you to get into doing graphic design. Did you start that, like, in high school, in college?
Actually, in middle school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in middle school, I remember having to do a poster contest for, like, non-smoking. And so I came up with this concept about these cigarettes, and they're at this guy's funeral, and they're like, oh, man, Bob was such a nice guy, you know. And I ended up winning, like, first place on that. And so that was kind of like, it inspired me to, you know, want to get in that field a bit.
Did you end up also going to school for that, for design?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. I actually, even before that, high school, I went to a visual and performing arts school.
Okay.
And that's back home in St. Louis, and it's called Central Visual and Performing Arts. And there, oh my goodness, like the exposure to all these different artists. You know, I was like, wow, I actually used to do graffiti in high school.
Oh, wow.
I used to run with a crew. and I was the only female graffiti artist. And not only that, I got introduced to a apprenticeship during the summer. It was called St. Louis Artworks. Mm-hmm. So we actually would go out into the field and, you know, paint park benches and, you know, sell our own work and also work with artists in the industry. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, when I was sort of doing research, I saw that you've done a good bit of kind of internships and apprenticeships and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What advice, I guess, would you give for people that are trying to do that now, that are trying to find a good internship or find a good apprenticeship?
I say, you know, networking is important. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know what kind of opportunities you can find just by, you know, getting out there and talking to people. Also, figuring out what you really want to do, don't be afraid to do that first, you know. Because mm-hmm. I used to be very, very, very introverted. And, you know, it'd be like, oh, I don't know if I could do this or whatever. But, you know, I had to step outside of my shell and, you know, introduce myself to people.
How do you keep motivated and inspired with the work that you do?
I listen to a lot of music. Believe it or not, like, aside from this, I, you know, I've been getting into the DJing. And okay. Everything. So a lot of the music that I listen to is very uplifting and inspirational. I like to go on the Tuts Plus website.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that website. You know, I'm always looking at different works and, you know, I'm online a lot. So okay. Just viewing other people's work.
Nice. Are there any personal projects that you're working on right now?
Actually, right now, I just started a company called Presslight LLC. Mm-hmm. And it's basically catered towards presentation design. And how I got into that was while freelancing for these different agencies, I'm like, wow, I did not know that like PowerPoint design was, you know, still in, you know, like there's such a high calling for it. So mm-hmm. I just want to put it out there for companies that, you know, need to outsource it or, you know, people that need it done.
How long have you said you're just starting that? So you haven't
gotten
that going yet. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. Mm-hmm.
And you say the market for it is pretty big.
Yeah, it's actually pretty big.
That's so interesting because I know a lot of people like hate PowerPoint.
You know, that's what I would think. And my agent, like she calls me and she's like, "Hey, we need you to do a PowerPoint. We need you to do a PowerPoint." And I'm like, "Really? Need you? Okay." Yeah, so it's pretty big. It's actually pretty big.
Okay. Let's talk about your personal design style. We've got a couple of your images we're going to have up on the website of mm-hmm. some work that you've done. How would you sort of describe your personal design style?
Well, actually, now it's a lot more cleaner. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to really like just really sharp, clean text and copy. I'm into that style now. Okay. Whereas before, it was just kind of like ADD and like all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more clean.
I think a lot of people tend to start off like that as they try to pile everything on. And then I think the more you learn, the more you appreciate the editing process,
mm-hmm.
like stripping things away, like still trying to keep whatever that main concept is, but just sort of taking little parts out of it here and there. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's definitely, whew. I go back and look at some of the work that I started out with. I actually attended a program at DeKalb Tech. There's a guy that actually introduced me to you, Chris.
Okay.
We actually attended this program together at DeKalb Tech. It was the printing and graphics technology program.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a professor there by the name of Paul Davis. And definitely taking that class has helped clean my style up. And that was like, what, back in 2006.
Okay. So you said you met Chris when you were and the Chris that we're talking about is Chris Barker, just in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah.
Like, Chris, okay.
Right, yeah.
And so you met him back then. Are you guys still pretty cool? You keep in touch?
You know what? We keep in touch every, you know, like, I believe the last time I saw him, was, believe it or not, was at a Robert Glasper concert. But, you know, I want to stay in contact a lot more because I'm very proud of that guy. Like, his style has developed, too.
Let's talk about the design scene here in Atlanta. I know that we've got a fair amount of meetups and events mm-hmm. and things like that. Are you pretty involved in that scene? Like, do you go to a lot of these events?
You know what? I have not been to these events. I have not. I would say I'm, you know, behind the scenes. I'm on my computer. I have not been to any meetups. You know, I have not.
Is that something that you'd want to do in the future?
You know, maybe I would say I'd like to get out, but you know, I guess in the past, you know, just going out quite a bit, it's kind of what's the word for it? Anyway, I've just kind of been kind of like in, you know, in the ground a bit, trying mm-hmm. to hold my style and, you know, get it together that way.
You mentioned at the Cab Tech there was a professor, it was Paul Davis, that sort mm-hmm. of helped you refine your style. Did you have any other mentors that sort of helped you with your design?
Actually, I can say that all of my art teachers back in high school, you know, they really were there because I remember having a printmaking class, a creative writing class. Actually, in the creative writing class is where I was introduced to PowerPoint. And I just thought, oh, this is such a cheesy program. But it introduced me to, like, page design and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, maybe I might want to do this, you know, like, really, really, really pursue this in the future because it's fun, you mm-hmm. know. But, you know, all of my art teachers, they really inspired me. Actually, the group of kids that I used to do graffiti with, one of the art teachers there, he would take us like every other Friday to the St. Louis Art Museum.
Okay.
And he would have us like sketch certain pieces of art and, you know, give feedback about it and just really make you think, you know. And it was like, wow, you know, this guy, he really actually cares about what we're, you know, what we're doing, what we're putting out there. And believe it or not, like St. Louis, you know, I've met some of the, you know, really, really, really talented people there.
What's one industry trend that you wish would sort of go away when it comes to design?
Okay, I guess right now, like, can't even call this a design thing, but it's actually on a global scale, is that with a lot of the social media, you know, a lot of the feedback, you know, let's say if somebody's posting something on a blog or, you know, it, you know, like if you're on Deviant and you're posting, a lot of these guys are doing a lot of bashing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's crazy. Like, you know, that's what anything is, cross-platform, where people are bashing a lot more. And I just think, you know, if anything, you should be uplifting the next person. But, yeah, I mean, as far as trends, I guess, you know, that would be it.
It's interesting you mentioned that. There's another interview that that we did, and it was with Michelle Washington, who's a designer and an educator in New York. And she mentioned a lot about sort of the importance of design critique.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you mean. Like, there's a lot of times where someone may post something and there's nothing really constructive about
right.
the criticism. It's all it's all negative. And I don't think, like you said, that really helps anyone that's really trying to learn.
Right.
Do you do a lot of research with the design that you do?
Actually, yeah, like I said, I'm on Tuts quite a bit. I want to evolve and start getting more into the web and coding and UI UX side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even lie, I'm right brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been a bit of a challenge for me, but I'm actually humbling myself in that area and saying, okay, you know what? You know, it's time to, you know, move forward in that direction, because I used to be intimidated by it.
Why is that?
I say I used to be intimidated by it because I guess I'm more of, like I said, right brain and, you know, just not having the patience for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's like, okay, you know, I want to actually take the time to learn more of the side.
And it's helped out, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah.
What advice would you give for anyone that's just sort of starting out in, let's say, in graphic design? What advice would you give?
Don't be afraid to be creative and, you know, don't be afraid to just be you, mm-hmm. you know, don't be afraid to do that. Like I said, like in the past, a lot of my work has been like ADD and all over the place. And now it's gotten a lot more cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't be afraid to do that. You know, you're going to evolve as a designer, as an artist, or, you know, whatever you're doing. You know, I think that's important. And now that I think about it, because when I first moved down here, I started out at AIU.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lady, you know, she told me, she was like, I think you would be better as a fine artist. I can't see you as a graphic designer. And I was like, what? Like, really? Okay. You know, but I could have been like, okay, she's right. You know, I guess I'll just, you know, listen to her. But, you know, no, you have to go forward. You can't let people tell you that you can't do this, or, you know, your style is not right, or, you know, just take it and go forward.
Where do you see yourself in, like, the next 5 years or so?
I see myself evolving as a designer. Like I said, I'm going to get more into the coding side of things. And,
okay.
You know, I have more than a couple of companies that I want to start.
If you could choose any space, like any space in the world that you would create a design for, what would it be, and what would you make? Like, where would it be?
There's been a program that I've wanted to start for the longest time. It actually has to do with schizophrenia.
Okay.
And, you know, putting more education out there about it, because people close to me, my mother and my brother, were diagnosed with that.
Okay.
And, you know, just getting that information out, whether it be through a blog or through a foundation, you know, that's definitely something personal for me.
Okay. I think that would be a really good idea. I think that would be a really good idea to sort of do something that's for a cause.
Right.
Because I think I think a lot of the design that I see, and this is not a criticism, I should say. Let me preface it by saying that a lot of the design that I see Black designers doing these days doesn't really seem to be for a particular cause.
Right.
It's usually towards an event or something like that. So it's interesting. There's another interview that I keep mentioning old interviews, but there's another interview that we did with Emory Douglas, who was the former Minister of Culture for the Black Panther Party. And
yeah, I see. That was awesome. Yeah.
And we talked about kind of what designers should, or like the kind of things that designers should be doing today. And a lot of what he mentioned was about sort of designing towards, I think he was saying more so about awareness for social issues, but I think what you're mentioning is also just as important in terms of increasing awareness about certain things. So that's a really good idea. I like that.
Thank you.
Music-wise, I know you mentioned Robert Glasper. What other music are you listening to?
Oh, man. I listen to a nice variety. Like, I like Layla Hathaway. I like a house group called Masters at Work. Mm-hmm. I like Four Hero. I listen to quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Four Hero needs to come out with a new album.
Yes. And Jazzanova. And
yes. Yes. No, I'm sorry. That was a little. I love Jazzanova. I love that group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the last thing that they did was like a, I think it was like a remix album of some older stuff. And there's a song that I really like. I think it was on the latest album called I Human with Paul Randolph.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love that song.
Let's see. I listened to Esperanza. Okay. I got a chance to meet her last time she was down here. I listened to, I've gotten into Snarky Puppy. Those guys are pretty awesome.
Yeah, shout out to Snarky Puppy and Layla Hathaway for the Grammy. That song, Something.
Oh, yeah.
That was something.
Yeah. But you know what? It's very sad. Like, she is just now getting a Grammy for that song, you know, it's just really sad, like, how the industry is. A lot of these artists, they've been around forever, they've been releasing good stuff, and they're just now getting recognized for it, and it's just crazy.
But I think it's interesting that the way that they're getting recognized now, at least, you know, if we're talking about in Layla's case, it's because of collaboration.
Right.
I mean, not saying that she wouldn't have gotten it on her own, but I think it was the Grammy she won was for that song, right, that she did with them. I think
yes.
It was. And in a way, I feel like maybe this is a parallel to the overall design industry. I'm trying to go somewhere with this, but I feel like there's a parallel to the overall design industry where there's a lot of talk about sort of homogenous teams with companies and things like that. And, you know, we sort of talk about diversity and not just with race, but diversity with gender, and how more diverse teams can come together and sort of make, you know, bigger, better things because of different sort of cultural awareness and stuff like that. You know, it's like that saying goes, teamwork makes the scheme work, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like that sort of collaboration is really, really important. You mentioned Chris. I know you mentioned Landon. Are there any other designers that you work with, like, to do collaborative type stuff?
You know, not at the moment. I'm just, like, pretty much solo. But I have, like I mentioned previously about the local entrepreneurs, like, there's an attorney that, you know, I collaborate with her on projects every now and then. She might come to me and be like, hey, you know, can you do this for me? And her name is Kim J. King. Mm-hmm. And also a guy by the name of Gary Tavares. I've designed all of his book covers.
So just to kind of wrap things up, where can our readers find you online?
Actually, I'm on Facebook. Go to Facebook and type in Brandy Spain. And also, I'm on Behance. So it's behance.net/Brandy A, as in Apple, Spain.
Okay.
And that's where I can be found.
All right. Sounds good. Brandy, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day for this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's it for this week. Big thanks to Brandy Spain, and thanks to you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio, and leave us a rating and a review. Revision Path is a 318 Media project. If you like what we're doing with these podcasts, you can help sponsor the show. Contact information will be included in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.